Hi, I'd like to announce me, Alan Smith, with your weekly series of today's Press and Journal on Wednesday, March 27th. So, front page paper today is a Wade Group to bring 200 new jobs to Granite City. So, Wade Group is aiming to bring 200 new jobs to Aberdeen, despite speculation it would axe hundreds of roles in a cost-cutting drive. The Aberdeen-based Island Gas Engineering and Consulting business yesterday revealed its target in savings of nearly £50 million a year as it posted its annual results. However, Wood Chief Executive Ken Gilmartin told the P&J the company is growing its headcount in the Granite City and globally. He said, "Our people are in demand right now. We are continuing to hire. We are growing our business significantly and we need more folk quickly. The 200 new jobs in Aberdeen would be part of a total of 500 UK-wide." The company's annual results show revenues rose by 8% last year to about £4.7 billion, driven by a strong performance for its consulting division. Mr. Gilmartin said the firm has a clear momentum with a higher order book, double-digit growth in our pipeline and positive pricing trends. He said that's probably company speak for, we're making a killing. He added, "Our priority remains sustainable cash generation and we expect to deliver significant free cash flow from 2025. So, well, good news for all Ian Weddant. He's going to be in the cellar even more than he is already. So, if they're bringing jobs to Aberdeen, that is going to be a good thing. So, well done to Wood Group and well done for putting up that car park at the Aberdeen Infirmary. That's a flipping godsend, that place. So, at least some of the money is get to good use. Now, a brewery hits a £100,000 target for green bid. So, Aberdeen craft beer brand Fierce has hit the £100,000 target of its crowdfunding campaign to aid greener investments. The Dyce-based brewer will now invest in solar panels and a new nitrogen generator before working on larger-scale projects such as CO2 recapture system. Its latest campaign has had almost 900 supporters who are now entitled to a 10% discount for life. You must drink some hell of a beer, that's going to be worth it. Those who have donated will also receive 1.5 times their pledge in credit to use at either Fierce Bars in Aberdeen, Edinburgh or Manchester, as well as Dyce Tap Room or in its online shop. The campaign, which has already raised more than £100,000, will close on Friday after beginning on March 1st. Supporters can still donate after a new target of £110,000 had been set. Managing Director Dave Grant was initially unsure how the crowdfunding would go due to cost of living crisis. However, he's been pleasantly surprised with the outstanding support which it has received. So, well, very clever folk in there. Raise £100,000 in less than a month. That's no bad going. Good for a Dyce firm. And if they're, folk will be interested in that, how sustainable that thing is. And for their dean, that's obviously buzzwords. And if it's going to be the way forward. So, good luck to them out at Dyce. And I can't say I've ever tried any Fierce beer, but if anybody for there is listening, I just bide in Kintore, not too far away, so, a few bottles wouldn't give you a miss. Now, here's a personal touch to outfit Max Jeweler Shine. This is why would a renowned local business like Jimison and Carey choose to invest millions in Aberdeen's Union Street? The Grand Mile has suffered scores of setbacks in recent years, with shops either shutting completely or relocating to nearby centres. Each blow is accompanied by warnings that this will be the final nail in the coffin. But among all the doom and gloom, there are promising signs. And Jimison and Carey's big spending plans are bringing some major brands onto the thoroughfare. So 1 year on from the launch of dedicated efforts to save Union Street, we asked bosses why they've embarked on such a spree. The family-run jeweller, which has been a high street fixture since 1733, has bucked a trend by ploughing millions into expanding their successful business in recent months. At a time when many opt to trade solely online, Jimison and Caribou says believe investing in their in-store experience is a way forward. Well, I think if you're spending all that money on a, you know, a watch or a ring or something, you would to see it, I'm sure. And they hope this mindset is exactly if it will help them become one of the best luxury retail spaces, not only in Aberdeen, but across the UK. So, crikey, well, they have put in the door chantel. It's going to be very swish, and there's a, in the paper there's an artist's impression of what it'll look like, and it's Jimison and Carey, big jewellers there, and then next door, Rolex display bitty, which is going to be attached onto Jimison and Carey, but a separate kind of shop. So, very special, probably near the kind of thing I would be, you know, wouldn't be darkling along in there one day, and I think, but probably when I get a chance, I'm sure they probably have a doorman or some kind of security if I would, you know, shunt the likes of me along pretty quickly. Now here is a long distance relation in my mind, maybe, but Smith to star in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang pulls up in Aberdeen. So this is TV star Elaine C. Smith will play the role of the child catcher in the new stage production of the 1968 film classic Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at His Majesty's Theatre in Aberdeen. Performances will take place for June the 11th to 15th, and Elaine will be joined by Olivier Award nominee Adam Garcia as Caractacus Potts, Emmerdale star Liam Fox as Grandpa Potts, and many more stars when she takes to the stage. Aberdeen Performing Arts Director of Programming and Creative Projects Ben Torre said Elaine's a firm favourite with your audiences and never fails to add her own style to each role that she performs in the HMT stage. We can't wait to see her do his best in this amazing show. Smith has over 30 years experience in radio, TV, film and theatre. The Glasgow-born actress is best known for playing Mary Doll, wife of Rab, in comedy Rab C. Nesbitt, and as Christine in Early Doors. She also has vast experience in theatre, consistently headlining major pantomimes. Tickets are on sale now via Aberdeen Performing Arts website or by contacting the box office. So, well, I'm sure that'll be pretty good. I'm sure it's been out and about, probably doing in London somewhere, but, you know, it's good how these things are coming to Aberdeen. And I'd never, you know, forget that for primary school. I think we did the Terfins, we did some of the songs about the Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, oh, our Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, we love you, and our Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang loves us too. See, you never forget that what you learned in primary 3 or 4, so I'll be waiting along and see if they need any extras, and can't miss the word. Now, here's Mary with the jewellers in Aberdeen. This is Finney's Folk. This is a rags to riches story of jewellery shop owners on special anniversary. So this is the morning is a landmark day for one of Aberdeen's best known couples. It marks their wedding anniversary, and this year Ron and Peggy Finney are celebrating 65 years together. Crikey, the couple founded Finney's, the jeweller in George Street, and nowadays can look back not only on the success of that much-loved shop, but also on decades of being able to give back to their community. But amid the glitter and glamour of the gold and precious stones they've been surrounded by, lies a lesser-known story. It would be easy to think that Peggy and Ron come from silver spoon backgrounds themselves to have built up such a successful business, but the reality is different. Both came from humble and difficult backgrounds. Ron, who is 89 now, was born in Elgin, one of 4 siblings. And Peggy says his father was nae wonderful. Unfortunately, the family was broken up when Ron was 5 after the death of his mother. Ron and his 7-year-old brother were sent to Biden Fraserburgh with their father's sister, or their auntie, in other words. Eventually, Ron ended up in a children's home in Aberdeen because the Fraserburgh family couldn't keep him. Meanwhile, Peggy, who was 85, a young queen, was born in Sheffield, and things were difficult for her too. She says, my father was an alcoholic womaniser. Oh, mighty. My mum was a lovely wifey, but it was a tough life, a job to survive. My sister is 5 years older than me, and she looked out for me. She means the world to me. So, that's, great. If it, sometimes like older brothers or sisters need to look out for younger ones, it's when things are difficult. The challenges in their early years made them both very strong, Peggy adds. Miraculously, they both ended up in Grimsby, for Ron had joined the RAF for National Service and was stationed at RAF Binbrook. He had trained as a watchmaker by doing evening classes at Grey School at Arsneybardeen. Peggy's father had moved to the town for work. Ron and Peggy met at a dance hall in Cleethorpes, and 3 years later, on March 28, 1959, they were married. The couple headed north to Aberdeen for Ron run his watchmaking repair business on St Nicholas Street, and Peggy worked as a dental nurse. Becoming pregnant at that point wasn't in the plan, but 5 months later, Peggy found herself expecting their first child, daughter Sarah. But the couple decided to open their own shop, Finney's, at 193 George Street. The customer base grew by word of mouth, and when it was obvious they needed bigger premises, they moved to Finney's current premises in George Street. Along the way, Peggy and Ron had four kids, Sarah, Rebecca, Emma and Matthew. They bathed in cults and had a busy family life with the usual activities and getting deeply involved with the community. The couple's support to their local community has been tireless. Eventually, they were able to build their own house in cults, but they're now downsizing and it's up for sale. Crikey. Their nine grandchildren, aged 10 to 37, are their pride and joy and keep them on their toes. Ahead of their Sapphire anniversary milestone, Peggy said, "I'm a strong character and a go-getter, and not always easy." Well, that's in her own words. But she says, "I just want to thank Ron for the wonderful life we've had together." Well, that, isn't that just marvellous? And there's a picture of the men, and they look tremendously healthy and fighting fit and ready to go. So here's to the next couple of years together, and the best of luck to them. But again, Finney's is probably near a place that I'd probably be allowed to set fit in, but it's been there for before my time anyway, so well done to him. Now, just finish up with sport as normal. The back page paper today is we'll be ready for Germany, it says Clark. So Steve Clark remains confident that Scotland will be ready for Euro 2024 this summer, despite their winless run being extended to seven games with a 1-0 friendly defeat by Northern Ireland at Hampden Park. The Scotland boss was looking for a response following the 4-0 defeat in the Netherlands on Friday night, but midfielder Conor Bradley's first international goal gave Northern Ireland a first win in 50 years at Hampden. So, great run. But as I said yesterday, maybe I said somebody like Germany are often pretty poor in the run-up to things, and then all of a sudden it all clicks for them. So, maybe put a shilling or two in Scotland to get through to the group stages at least for the first time ever. Fingers crossed. Come on, Scotland. I know that's been done for now. So we publish stories of today's Prison Journal on Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. A very dark and despondent day of the day. It was just a black hail day, raining the majority of the day, I would say. It's kind of off later on in the evening, but just been a day for the Dukes, as you would say, so nae great ava, but nae muckle better forecast, I think, for the next few days. I think it's more of the same, so we shouldn't be short of water for a wee while. Anyway, thanks so much for listening to this podcast, and I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please mind and tell a pal about it, and have a look at our social media presence. We're on Instagram and now also on Facebook, so you can tell Abby about the Doric Express, and tell them to follow us on Spotify. That is just the best way to catch us. Make sure you never miss an episode. That would just be dandy. In the meantime, thanks very much. Cheers now. Toodaloo.